It was a week ago that, I was on vacation, and Thelma Castillo, the president of the Blue Water Area Chamber of Commerce, came in, and she took over my job for the day. And from what I hear, Thelma did a great job.
Well, good morning, Paul. And I would not say I took over anything, but I had a lot of fun. I think my guests had a lot of fun, and I really want to thank you for the opportunity to do that.
Well, I'm glad it worked out. Now you've got your chamber hat back on, and it's time again for the Business After Five get-together, isn't it?
It sure is. It's tomorrow night at Rockin' the River. That's where we'll be. We have two sponsors, Liluna and Hungry Howie's, that are going to be supplying some of the beverages and the food. It's going to be a beautiful evening. It's going to be great music. And who doesn't want to spend some time on the river?
Absolutely. It's such a great event because I think for years everybody has always said, well, once the Mackinac race is over, nothing happens in Port Huron. And that's just not true, first of all. But this is a nice way to really kind of stretch out the summer and have something fun to do every Thursday.
You know, if people really believe that, they are really living under a rock. Yeah. Because there is so much to do. Sometimes you cannot get to everything, not only what the chamber does, but the communities and everyone that's trying to bring in tourists and all the things that are happening to support our community for our citizens. There is something going on all week, every week, and all summer long.
Absolutely. No shortage of things to do. And Rockin' the River is just one of them on Thursday nights. It's more than just a concert. I mean, it's really kind of a festival atmosphere when you go down there.
It's an experience.
It is.
It really is. I think people come out, they put their chairs out, they get to see some friends, listen to some music, you know, have a good time, and actually see the freighters go by. It's a family event. It's family friendly. So yeah. I think people should really come out there and listen to that because, you know, we don't always get that opportunity to share those types of experiences with our families. And that one's one that you can. And that's why we go there. We support the city of Port Huron where we have our event. You know, we can have our Business After Fives anywhere we choose with our members. And every August we choose to go there because we know people are going to go there. And it just encourages more people to come to our event as well as support the city because they don't have to drive and get in the car and drive somewhere. We're right there. So yeah. That's what's exciting about having our event at Rockin' the River and that the city works with us.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just such a fun event and the music. Now, tomorrow night, it's an Eagles tribute band. There's something every week. You don't have to be a big fan of a particular genre of music to enjoy the bands. They really get bands that are fun, get the audience moving and rocking.
Yeah, I think it's just about being social, yeah. Going out there, networking, meeting a few new people, and seeing some of your old friends and just having a nice evening on the water.
Yeah. Boy, it has been a busy summer for the Chamber, hasn't it? You guys have been
Yeah, we haven't stopped, and August is no different. We have, our Business After Five tomorrow. Next week, we have a Lunch and Learn on the Art of Prospecting. And then later this month, we have Eggs and Issues with our state legislators on August 23rd. And then we have a new event that we're partnering with Friends of St. Clair River. It's called the Slow Row, and it's a bike ride. And we've mapped out two different routes, those who don't want to go for a very long distance and those who may want to have more opportunity to be on a bike. And then we come back to the end and just kind of talk and have fun. And it's a different type of social activity because it's a social. We're actually it's an activity. It's not just standing there talking to someone, but you're actually doing something. So we hope to do this on an annual basis, maybe a couple of times, you know, during the summer. And I know it's been popular in other cities and other communities, and we hope to do the same. And then we have Paul Mitchell, our congressman, also coming in on Wednesday, the 28th, as a congressional briefing. So we're not stopping. We have a lot of things coming up in the fall as well. And, you know, every day is a new day for the chamber. And we love it when it's cooperating with the weather.
This
even though it was a little foggy coming in.
A little foggy. That's all right.
Right. But that just means it's, you know, going to be a warm day. And who doesn't want to be in the Blue Water area when it's so beautiful?
It has been beautiful. And it's a good thing there have been so many things to do and that you've been so busy because it helps distract us from the Detroit Tigers.
I know. Haven't been watching them, to be honest with you. My no. First year, probably in a very, very long time that I've been not following them. And I was telling my husband actually earlier this summer, I said, you know what? I didn't realize how much time they occupied my time. Because I'm like, now what do I do every evening,
right.
You know?
Reading books, going to meetings, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah there's all the things you got to do. So, but I do wish all the Tigers well, the ones that have been traded away. And you
know.
It is kind of hard to watch your Tigers be so bad on the radio or on TV. But, you know, I'm sure there's brighter days ahead.
Nicholas Castellanos is doing pretty good for the Cubs.
As he should, you know.
He got
caught in that, you know, should he stay, not stay, you know.
Yeah.
Is he going to be good? Is he not going to be good? And I'm glad that he found a new home and see what he can really do.
And by the way, sometimes these guys come back, so don't, you know, rule out ever seeing him. Justin Verlander said earlier this season he would like to, if in a perfect world, be able to finish his career back in Detroit.
You know, they're treated very well here, and so I don't doubt that some of them do come back. Look at Gibson and Trammell.
Sure,
you know,
absolutely.
Al Kaline never left. Willie Horton.
Just wait till next year, right?
That's right. Next year's a new year.
Appreciate you coming in this morning. Rock of the Rivers, tomorrow night, Bluewater Chamber has their Business After 5 at Kiefer Park at Rock of the Rivers. Thelma, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Paul.